League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Suman Kunigate is the founder of Personal.ai. They are a platform that creates a digital memory from our conversations and our content. Welcome to the show, Suman.
Nice to see you, Josh.
Yeah, I appreciate you making the time. Tell us a little about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, we are Personal.ai, and our goal is to solve the problem of answering the question of what would Josh do? What would Suman do? What would Bob do, right? It's about augmenting individual people's opinions and decision-making ability based on their past, you know, institutional knowledge. Today, we are a AI workforce platform. So think of a AI persona for specific expert employees at a company that is highly proprietary in nature, that is highly subjective to a specific role within the company. You can imagine a CEO persona, a CFO persona, a strategist persona, an analyst, a supply chain inventory manager, loan processor, claims adjuster, right? All these specialized functions that are very specific to the business and sometimes very specific to the employees is what we refer to as AI personas that we, you know, help customers, you know, go through their AI transformation with today.
It's must be a really unique opportunity to be founding an AI company at the early stages of AI. It's exciting, but it's also, I imagine, difficult to explain what it is that your company does. You've just done a good job, but still, we're on kind of the bleeding edge.
Yeah, it was much harder, I should say, you know, back in the times when we started the company. So the company started in 2020. So personal AI in 2020 was science fiction for majority of the folks. And even, you know, as part of the startup, trying to figure out the research of what is exactly does it mean and how do we solve the problems that we are set out to do was an interesting experience, right? But the most interesting thing with personal AI is the mission or the vision and the problem that we set out to solve didn't change over the years. It only gotten more clear and the market kind of understood why personal AI exists in the industry, which is very much focused on, you know, highly specific tailored decisions, you know, bound to the individual's opinions that are very private and proprietary to them. That's kind of the missing gap right now, the missing gear that currently the AI market has, specifically, you know, with large language models. But most customers want to solve their problem, the end use cases. And the bottleneck is their employees, right? So it's more about the idea of like augmenting their workforce.
So you could tell me where I'm wrong. Please do tell me where I'm wrong. This is the opposite of a large language model. It's an individual language model. So it's a George language model if I wanted to replace myself or augment myself.
That is absolutely correct. You can think about it as if large language model provides you the foundation of AI language. We developed something called personal language models. These are very tiny and small, and the architecture is a little bit different in regards to the large language models. We do not pre-train the models. We can get into the technical details if need to be, to keep it simple, these are small personal models that are self-contained units that essentially augments the decision and predicts, you know, what George would do.
Okay, so why don't we use, would it be okay to use me as sort of the guinea pig here? And I say, okay, sure. There's a lot of things that I do, and let's focus on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So if we wanted to I've done 2,500 podcast episodes, and you want to train the model on me. How do we start?
I mean, it would be as simple as creating your own persona judge on the platform, and then you would basically tell the AI to look for all the podcasts that you have, and then create a tiny model off of it. So the process of training the model itself is self-service, depending on the complexity, right? Like, since you are very specific, hey, Suman, I have all the podcasts I wanna train on my podcast. It's a pretty easy, simple thing to understand. Let's just say if you are creating personas for a bank and the bank wants loan processors, and there are 20 loan processors in the company that does look at specific applications that are coming in and need to approve or identify the risks or figure out what actions need to be taken. It's a very complicated thing, right? And those in that scenarios, the data sources could be, internal documents around a specific guidelines that the company has, or the specific loan expert who is looking at, the application and the experience that they may have had from the past. Could be another data source, right? So depending on what exactly the use case is and what exactly the persona that you are trying to create. Is it based on a functional role or is it based on an employee of the company? The data sources can vary and change. But yeah, conceptually, yes, you can feed in all the podcasts and create a Dodge AI, yes.
The loan processor is probably a much better example. So, it's probably way better. All right. So, in essence, I would be alleviating some of the administrative burden from some of the existing. So, maybe in that example, our new AI persona, loan processor, could do some of the initial work and free them up to do some of the. Am I right?
Yeah,
Wrong?
I'll think
Close.
about it this way. Currently, the example that I was referring to, the specific customer that I have in my head, they take anywhere between, 4 to 6 weeks to approve a loan for a small business owner that is looking for some cash to start their business, right? And the bottleneck over there is the number of people who has to look at the gory amounts of detail that needs to come in and identify the risk manually. There may be some tools, but still is not enough, right? So you are now thinking about augmenting, that internal loan processors with the AI loan processor, which is fundamentally doing the job based on their historical knowledge, and then does 80% of the job, and then assesses, hey, look, here are the risks, and here is the potential actions, and these are the ones that I would potentially go ahead and what do you call approve it. Then the loan, you don't have to wait, or the SMB owner doesn't have to wait for 6 weeks. They are getting the loan in 2 weeks, right? And then you are up and running with the business. So there's like a compounding benefit, through the for the entire economy in that scenario. So sometimes it's not just about like saving the time or moving the time away from humans to do strategic works. In some cases, the demand is just high. The SLAs are just unmet, right? So yeah, so that's the kind of impact.
That makes sense. For a CEO or a CFO, or a C-level type employee, how does that work then?
I think CFO, you can think about the roles and responsibilities of a CFO. What happens on a month-to-month basis, and what are the manual efforts that the CFO has to take? So in the case of a CFO, let's say you have specific quarter by quarter strategy, for the company that you would have to then go to the next quarter and then prepare a QBR report for your CEO based on a number of different factors. And the factors could be, P&L statements or product changes or the deals that we have run, right? And the strategy has changed. And the CEO to the investor relations may have come up with a newer announcement. Like, there are so many things that goes into the decision-making ability of a CFO on a month-to-month basis. You can think about augmenting those decisions now with their own AI persona because it deals with specifically that CFO of that company internally.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Right. CEO could be the same thing. Now, there is one thing about help the CFO persona helping the CFO themselves. But the CFO persona can also help the analysts that are working in the particular office for the CFO too. Right. So there are two things that are happening. One is, yeah, sure, you are saving time, but more importantly, you're also increasing these levels of cognition that otherwise may be unmet, you know, just by, you know, our human cognition, because there's just complexity involved in there, right? So it's a combination of like multiplying the time that you have, but also up-leveling the cognition that is needed sometimes for these critical decisions and analysis. All, you know, driving towards the value that needs to be done.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And you've now been at this for probably a long time, but I think you started the company in 2020. So much has changed and people's understanding of AI has certainly changed. As a CEO, as a founder, how do you know when to change what it is you're doing? Because I'm sure that innovation and new stuff is coming across your plate all the time.
Yeah, you know, Josh, today I had a company meeting, and every month I do one company meeting, and all the company meeting I start with what I'm seeing out there in the markets, right? Like the macro understanding, right? Because, yeah, sure, there's one thing about for founders and CEOs to understand the macro environment and drive towards the change, but more importantly, every person in the company who is working towards that particular, you know, mission and vision needs to also understand why the change is happening, right? And what does this change mean to us, right? Are we going to pivot in certain areas? And are we going to double down in certain areas? So I think keeping up with generally macro understanding of what's happening, keeping honest about what the customer needs are and customer demands are, and continuously tuning your execution strategies, your resourcing plans, I think part of our jobs.
Yeah, that certainly does make sense. Because just because something is new does not mean that it's useful or germane or important to the work that you're trying to do and the work that you are doing.
Oh, 100%.
Fascinating. Truly. In terms of, do you see this, what you're doing, can any company benefit from it? Is it a certain size?
Yeah, short answer is any company can benefit from it, or any individual can benefit from it as well. Although we do have like specific focus areas, you know, for our go-to-market strategy. Right now, you know, I mean, the backstory is in 2023, we did go after like, you know, consumers and saying, hey, look, everybody gets a personal AI because that's our grandiose vision. Everybody should have their own private model that, you know, belongs to them and it works for them. That didn't work. And predominantly, you know, we were pushing this highly sophisticated personal AI models down the throats of consumers where they're worried about, you know, grocery list managing, you know, AI girlfriends, right? Not, you know, where we were headed to as a company. So our, you know, you talked about the pivots, right? So our go-to-market strategy has shifted. Currently, there is tons of demand and as well as problems that need to be solved for the enterprise AI transformation, which is looking at what are the bottlenecks within a specific business, and can AI be that next step? Similar to how internet has offered almost like new revenue opportunities, like new growth opportunities for existing businesses, there is AI now to also do the similar impact. So yeah, in 2023, early 2024, we repositioned personal AI and made some changes to create highly private personas that are very specific to private proprietary data. And that's kind of where personal AI shines, because at the end of the day, if it is not private, then it's likely already in large language models, right? So why build a private model when it is already indexed in the large language model? So we basically currently serve enterprises for their workforce needs, creating specific private data-centered use cases that are internal to them, that is, likely not in the large language model index, if you will.
Things that I don't know that I've necessarily thought that much about, that as soon as something is on the internet, then it's being indexed, or how do I keep what I want and me private? Is that even possible? Obviously, you think that it is, and it is. So to create
It
kind of a
is.
walled
Depends on
garden.
it depends on what kind of business it is, right? And what kind of I guess you mentioned like about George AI. Like George, you must have something that is unique to you, that is likely within your private computer realm, and it's not in the podcast, that is already out there with your specific thoughts, and that's where that value would come in. If it is podcasts and if it is already out there in the public spaces, then you technically wouldn't need a personal language model unless and until you are trying to get the levels of precision that LLMs may not give you, right? But if it is about simple queries or simple like, okay, what did someone say on this particular podcast, LLMs will do just fine. But if it's more about the precision of, based on all the podcasts that I have done, write me a series of questions that I would ask someone, that essentially takes the charge as a full specific model, and that gets so personal, and we outperform LLMs in those scenarios, where you have to go across large amounts of memory, if you will, of charge.
Do you have a sense of or targets on we want to increase bottom line, we want to decrease the amount of time that you spend
Oh,
on
yeah.
things?
Sure. I mean, our current North Star is we are working with our enterprise customers, where 3 to 5 years from now is the current projection, where the public company CEOs, when they go to their earning calls, would report the percentage of their workforce, as measured by, men, women, people of color, different abilities, and AI, right? And 10% AI workforce is what the target should be, are aiming for the public company CEOs to report out there in 3 to 5 years time frame.
How about that? 10%.
10%.
And from there, 10 years from now, any ideas? 100?
There's always going to be more specialized jobs that I tend to believe that will evolve over a period of time in a specific business. Is it the same type of jobs over a period of time? Maybe not. If the current way of, a specific role living in an enterprise company is like 15 to 20 years, and then that skill is no longer relevant, with the AI in the mix, is likely going to be 5 to 10 years, right? So I think the so-called idea of like, hey, continuous learning will become more and more real for the newer generations who are, graduating, and it's not just about school and then you have a 30-year job, as much as the school is a, 20% of your life forever moving forward.
I appreciate that. That makes sense to me. Well, Shimon, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you, and how can they figure out or determine if personal AI is right for their business?
The latter question is very easy. You go to personal.ai, personal.ai, and there's a link for getting a demo, and you would talk to one of our personas. Her name is Andy. Andy will talk to you and assess if personal AI is right for you by looking at your websites and having a conversation with you. And we'll also provide you proposals and offers, if you will. So that's the best way to know if personal AI is fit for you. But pretty much any needs of AI workforce and scaling your internal people and augmenting them with AI, that's where we fit the best.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Suman your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to personal.ai and request get a demo. Have a chat with Andy, and she'll be able to answer your questions and determine if personal AI is a good fit for you and your organization. Thanks again, Suman.
Thanks a lot, George. Nice chatting.
Till next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.